You know, it's getting late for me, Joe. I have to stop and check. Yes,
it, day in or day out?
It did go number one on KLO, went to number eight on Wacky and number one on KLO.
Yeah, I did remember that. Okay, well, keep up the good work.
Now, the Carnations did another one on Lori label called Punctuation. Would that be it?
I don't think
kind of
so. That was
instrumental.
The Punctuation was the flip side of Funny Time. I don't believe we did that on that show.
Uh-huh.
I think we did Funny Time, but not the flip side.
Okay, because that Punctuation side is great. Great instrumental.
Huh. Do we have that with us tonight, Lenny?
Yes, we do.
Oh, it might be our work.
Play that, then. It's good.
Good. What do you do for a living, Lenny?
I'm an over-the-road truck driver.
Driving this morning?
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Thanks, Lenny.
You're welcome.
And he's in Rockford, Illinois. Now he's in Davenport, Iowa a while ago. Good to have you along this morning on WHES 84 on your radio. Joe Donovan here at the broadcast place tonight with Leonard Yates and the Louisville Hits in the spotlight. Going from one to the other, and I keep deferring to Leonard because I'll be honest with you, I enjoy them, but I wasn't in Louisville when most of these were popular, so they're foreign to me. Many of them are. So Leonard's kind of taken over the helm here. Tell you what, what's next?
Well, Joe, we claim this group, although really from Richmond, Lexington area. We're talking about the Exiles, the same group that later on became the country group, the Exile, after many evolutions of the group over the years. But they had a number of local hits in this region, both in Louisville and Lexington.
I think we have Copper and Brass next, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to jump ahead. Oh, I'm looking ahead here, and I'm looking dead. You're right. That's
Leonard's
one down.
Leonard's not used to these hours, folks.
I'll wake up. Oh, that's another good story behind this one. Two Copper and Brass were originally the premiers, and they played for many years at the Whispering Hills Country Club. But the teen dances out there for years and years. They, after the first Chicago album came out, they had an idea to cut. Does anybody know what time it is? Before Chicago had it out as a single, went in the studio in Nashville and did this. They decided, you know, they needed a new name, so they gave them the name Copper and Brass for the recording. Came out in early 1970, and this was a big, big local and regional hit for Copper and Brass. Really, the premieres.
As well, this is Copper and Brass. Does anybody know what time it is? 23 after 2 o'clock.
Well, Joe, you always know what time it is. I can count on that.
I hope so. At least I'm supposed to, anyway. Going through the night here with the hits of the 50s through the 70s, the Louisville hits and the Louisville groups.
84 WHAS looks back at 1996, the year we were honored by broadcasters nationwide. In movies, it's the Oscar. In television, the Emmy. In radio, the Marconi. This year, 84 WHAS won the Marconi for Large Market Station of the Year. For this, we thank you. Without a large and loyal audience, this would never happen. And in the new year, we rededicate ourselves to serving you. We're looking forward to a better than ever 1997 on Kentuckiana's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, 84 WHAS. The Internet. That word can spread fear into the hearts of businessmen everywhere who have not yet figured it out. To some businesses, the Internet is a powerful ally. To others, it is a mysterious entity. If your company is ready to have the Internet as an ally, but you don't know where to start, then listen to the following announcement.
On Saturday, January 18th at the Kentucky Fair and Expo Center, Bob Shepherd, America's Internet motivational speaker, will be hosting a seminar on how to do business and market your company on the Internet. Bob Shepherd is considered to be one of the foremost authorities on this subject and has advised over 368 Fortune 500 companies in ways to increase their business through Internet marketing. By attending this educational yet entertaining seminar, your company can learn strategies that will yield immediate results. So if your business is ready to move to the next level, let Bob show you the way on January 18th. For ticket information, call Ticketmaster at 361-3100.
Hi, Wayne Perkey chatting with one of this area's most respected businessmen, Arch L. Hetty of Arch L. Hetty & Son Funeral Home. Arch, you've really become a part of this community over the years, haven't you?
Wayne, I'm very proud that we have served area families for four generations. Providing comfort and peace of mind to people we truly care about is the main reason after all these years I personally take such an interest in our family business.
I understand. You try to attend every single funeral.
Absolutely. I feel that every family we serve is part of our larger family and deserve all the respect and compassion I can offer them.
Arch, the holidays are approaching and the loss of a loved one can be especially painful this time of year.
That's why we offer a free book, Holiday Help, Hope and Healing for Those Who Grieve.
For your copy of this very important book, just call the Arch L. Heddy & Son Funeral Home nearest you. The number is in the phone book and there's no obligation. Arch L. Heddy & Son Funeral Home, with 9 locations throughout the area. For excellent service that leads to peace of mind.
Here's the WHAS Storm Team. Weather 37 this morning and sunny, breezy, warmer 55 today, 49 tonight. Weekend, chance of shower Saturday, high both days 65. In Louisville now, it's cloudy and 39 at WHES, where it's 2:25 in the morning. Been talking to a lot of you on the air and off the air this morning. Questions you have about the Louisville groups or the songs, or when they were popular, how big they were, who did them. And as time allows, continuing to take your calls. We'll give away another one of those books here in a little while. And we'll work in a trivia question or two here, perhaps, as time allows. But we've got so many records to get in. Leonard, what's next? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't have you on. Go ahead.
Now we're getting that X-Files record. I was trying to tell you about it earlier. I'm trying to jump ahead of myself.
This is the same group. Kiss You All Over.
Same group. It's Kiss You All Over. Eventually went into country music. This is Jimmy Stokely on lead. Working with Tommy James to produce this. This was actually out before the Tommy James version. It was a number one local record back in 1969. Their version of Church Street, Soul Revival.
Sound a bit like Tommy James. He produced the group Exile, The Exiles, and Church Street Soul Revival from, what year, Leonard?
1969.
Okay. To the phone again. Ron, hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
What are the song Bread and Butter by the New Beats? I'd always heard that Mike Gibson was in the studio out in J-Town, and they came in and they were clowning around and just did a cut on that song. I was wondering if that was true.
Yeah, I don't really know if that story's true or not. Now, I believe Mike Gibson worked with some of the members there to record a song called under the name Snoopy and the Others. A few years later, was involved with that. But as far as the Bread and Butter cut, I'm really not sure.
Well, this was right after he quit the band, and you know, he didn't do it under his name or anything.
Right. I think you might be thinking of that name of Snoopy and the Others that Mike did a cut with some of the members that worked with the New Beats, and I think that's probably the cut that's probably getting confused. I don't think they actually worked on Bread and Butter, though.
No. Okay.
All right, Ron. Thanks. Let's try another line here. Is this Mike?
Yes, sir.
Greensburg, PA.
Pennsylvania.
Your question?
Western of Pittsburgh. Yeah, I want to know if there were any other local doo-wop groups in Louisville area, if you have one to play.
Well, pure doo-wop, I don't know. The Trendells had some things I guess you could call doo-wop. They had a version, the flip side of Don't You Hear Me Call Him Baby, of The Students, I'm So Young. It was also a big local record.
Yeah.
So I would say the Trendells probably would fall in that category. That's probably the only other one that we'd say really would be a true doo-wop sound.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that. We used to hear that in Pittsburgh. You can hear me call him baby by Ronnie Haig. I still hear it today from a lot of local stations.
You wanted to hear It'll Be Easy, Sultans?
Yes, sir.
Well, it was the second song in this morning, Mike, so you missed it.
Yes, I know. You told me. Sorry about that. Just woke up at 23 after. I wanted to hear this show tonight. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Mike, appreciate you listening.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Thanks. Mike's in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Phone is open for you, something you want to ask or whatever it is this morning. We got a lot of records to get on yet. I think we can talk Leonard into staying until 4.
Hopefully.
He's already
yawning. Because
but
just then, a minute ago, it happened to me. I was thinking of the Mike Gibson with Dina Mark of the New Beats. The sweet thing, that Stucky song he recorded as Snoopy and the Others with them, I believe that's the connection back a couple of years after, about 1967. That happened. And I believe that was Mike with at least a part of the New Beats group.
Cosmo and I'm a Little Mixed Up is coming up.
At Davis Brothers Travel Plazas, friendly service begins with satisfied, happy employees. If you're looking for a career with a company that values your abilities and gives you the chance to work in a pleasant environment with folks who really care, then you need to talk to the folks at Davis Brothers Travel Plazas. They're looking for dedicated people just like you for all aspects of their growing business, including their restaurants, gift shops, service stations, food marts, and more. They even need drivers. Now, if you're a friendly person with a positive attitude who enjoys people, this is your opportunity. You'll get flexible hours with their 24-hour day schedule, paid vacations, birthdays off, bonuses, savings on meals and gasoline, and a whole lot more. For more information, call 282-9600. 282-9600 for Davis Brothers Travel Plazas at Lebanon Junction, Sonora, and Pendleton in Kentucky, in Sellersburg in Memphis and Indiana. Davis Brothers Travel Plazas, they're your exit to excellence.
Are your taste buds bored with franchise mass production pizza and subs? Well, wake up your taste with Chubby Ray's original Louisville Pizza Company for great gourmet pizza made from scratch. Their dough is made fresh daily and hand-tossed for every pizza. And what a pizza! Loaded up with crisp veggies, fine meats, real mozzarella cheese, and tangy marinara sauce. It's enough for even the biggest appetite. And for a sub that packs a wallop, try getting your mouth around a king-size Italian or stromboli sub at Louisville Pizza. Stop by for their 15-minute lunch special, a huge sandwich and chips for only $2.95. They have over 60 brands of beer and a 10-foot big-screen satellite TV to watch the ball games. Dine in, carry out, or limited free delivery. Louisville Pizza, rated 3.5 stars by the Courier-Journal, in Jeffersontown at Billtown and Ruckregal, or in Heights Point at Taylorsville Road in Richland. See the yellow pages for coupons. Chubby Ray's original Louisville Pizza Company.
Broaden the horizons of your cyber world.
Log on to 84WHAS and Interstate 84.
Find more information, up-to-date news, the latest sports, weather, traffic, personality, and more. All launched from the Unix platform of the Internet Corporation, the Internet access provider of choice. Call 1-800-962-3750. The Autobahn has nothing on us. Interstate 84 from the webhead at
2:35 at WHAS. Pop quiz for you. Well, it would sound a lot better if it were 10 below, but Skyline Chili's always good. Let me get you dinner for two at Skyline Chili. Pop quiz. Local records, local hits. The Oxfords had a hit called Come On Back to What? Easy enough? What was the year for that, Leonard?
The year was 1970, Joe.
Ah, oh, big song. Come On Back to What? Hit for the Oxfords, get you Skyline Chili dinner for two, 571-8484, if you haven't won in the last 60 days or so. The rockabilly feel to it. Cosmo.
Oh, it has a great sound. Cosmo from late 61, early 62. I'm a little mixed up, and Cosmo just has legions of fans locally, Joe.
And I have to ask you, well, where is he today? What's he doing? Do you know?
I'm really not sure. I know Cosmo did work with, I believe, the Horses with training at one time. I believe he worked, he owned a bar or nightclub at one time. I'm not sure what Cosmo is doing today, though. Tommy Cosden is his name.
And he's here in town, though?
Here in town.
Yeah, okay. John, thank you on the trivia question a while ago. Get you Skyline Chili dinner for two. All right. Question for you, Leonard. I can't figure out why somebody hasn't put a compilation of all these Louisville hits on a CD.
Well, because I think so many different people have the masters and the tapes, and in some cases they don't. Also, I believe there's some contractual problems with some of the artists involved. Going back to the old days where maybe they felt like they did not receive their just rewards for their work at the time. That and the fact that so many of these recordings are out there in different places. They're not all in one place. There have been requests for years. People would love to have this, but it just hasn't happened yet.
Well, that was 30 years ago. If there are contractual problems or egos involved, that was 30 years ago. Though,
I know. You'd think it could be resolved to get it out. But that several people have tried. I've noticed some efforts just in the last 2 years to get it done, and those have not been successful, as of the last reporting, anyway.
What a great collection it would be. Take all these things, get them all together and put it out in a double CD or something. Man, that'd be. I think that would do very well.
It would do very well in this area.
All right. Oxford's, come on back. The beer, you got it.
The number one local record from 1970, the Oxfords, and come on back to beer.
So many calls for that today. A lot of calls for the Oxfords. All right, we're at 17-3. We're doing a Louisville music special. Only the second one in 16 years on 84 WHES. I'm Joe Donovan. Leonard Yates is my guest, local music historian who brought in the records and can tell you just about anything you want to know about these old songs. Next up is Gary
Edwards and the Embers, one of the most popular local entertainers. Did well at all the clubs. Gary and Sherry Edwards were working together a lot back at this time. And Gary, very popular. This was his only top 10 local hit. Had several other minor ones from 1968 called I've Got a Lot of Love Left in Me.
In me is Gary Edwards and
the Embers.
The Embers. From what year?
1968.
That's on that to Cincinnati Fraternity and label, isn't it?
That's right. A lot of several little acts on that over the years.
Mm. That's another CD I'm looking for one of these days. A good compilation of all the stuff on Fraternity.
That would be nice to have.
Yeah, they have an excuse for one out now, I think. Something close to that. Let's go to the phone again. Al, hi.
Hi there, Joe.
Calling from where?
Lansing, Michigan.
What can we do for you?
Got a couple questions. One, how well did Cassius Clay's version of Stand By Me do in the Louisville area? And the other one is, up here in the late 50s, early 60s, we had the national teen dances. And one of the popular songs was a song by a group called Early and the Saints, Twist and Freeze. So it was one of those songs that they did a lot of versions of.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Twist and Freeze USA, and then there's a Cleveland, a Pittsburgh, a New York. Do you know how many versions there is of that song?
Well, Leonard, why don't you take the first question? Take Cassius Clay first.
Cassius Clay song made the, made into the mid-20s on the charts, just on for 3 or 4 weeks back in early 1964, as far as it did make the local charts. They also played I Am the Greatest, the flip side, of course, at that time. And the question about Twist and Freeze, the irony of that, we've got a song coming up by Billy Hewn and the Catalinas from 61 called Baltimore. Now, he had a song called Twist and Freeze, a dance song. It was his follow-up record to this, which was a much more minor local hit here. Now, things that you would call with a question about Twist and Freeze right at this moment.
Now, you mentioned...
Who was the artist, you said?
Billy Hewn and the Catalinas. And we don't have that here tonight. It was their follow-up record of the record you're going to hear in just a moment.
Okay.
Now, Al, you mentioned Orly and the Saints.
Right.
Weren't they out of Denver?
They were out of Denver.
I got a copy. It's on Bandbox Records.
Right,
Twist
true.
And Freeze, yeah.
Great song, but there's umpteen versions of that, and I just wonder, I think I have 9 of them, and I'm just wondering how many more versions there are out there.
I don't know about that, but I can sure play that one for you sometime if you'll call and remind me.
Okay, will do.
All right. I can't help you with how many versions there were, though.
Another one, I've wondered why you'd never lead in with this song. It's a song called Honkin' at Midnight.
By?
Old Mortley. It's on DC label. Bob Mortley and the Mortley Crew, I think it's called. It's Honkin' at Midnight. And up here, one of the disc jockeys used to use it as his He came on at 12 o'clock, and that was his lead-in song just about every night.
A lot of songs with midnight in them that would be appropriate. I don't think I have a copy of that one, though.
Ooh, maybe I'll have to make a tape for you and send it down to you.
I'd like to hear it.
Okay.
Got to run, Al. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Al's in Lansing, Michigan. All right, let's try one more here. Hi, this is Dale?
Yes.
Hi, Dale. Go ahead.
This is for Leonard. I was wondering if you can find a copy anywhere of Always Something There to Remind Me by the Oxfords.
Well, again, that's one of those records that's out of print. That was on Our Bag, the local label, as well as Mala on the national distribution on that record. One of those things, you need to try the record shows. There's one coming up, I think, January 5th here in town. Check with some of the stores like C's Records that do get in the older things occasionally, but they're not going to have those very often, and they go very fast when they come in. But that's and your best chance is to go through the used market because it is out of print.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, sir.
All right, Dale. Thank you. It's 11-3 with the Joe Donovan and Leonard Yates at the Oldies tonight. Of course, the Louisville Oldies, the local groups. This is Baltimore, right?
Baltimore. Billy Hughes and the Catalinas from 1961, top 20 record. The band came out of the west end of Louisville. Billy died, I believe, of leukemia in the mid-1960s. This definitely has the early 60s sound. It came out a little later in the year after Blue Moon that year, and I think you'll get the drift. But I would say Blue Moon and Baltimore, great song, though, from 61.
As Baltimore. By whom?
Billy Hughes and the Catalinas.
Okay, 1961. To the phone again. Appreciate you calling, trying to get a lot of you on the air with us and trying to answer your questions as you call them in as time allows this morning. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
From where?
Miami Beach.
Okay, your question.
Okay, what was the name of that song you played right before you played I Got a Lot of Lovin' to Give?
Like this was that? Let's see, that Coming Back to Beer?
Yes, yeah.
By the Oxfords, right.
Okay, and also, have you ever heard of a group called the Southwest FOB? They only had one hit.
Yeah.
Were they from Louisville?
No, they weren't.
Wasn't that the one that England Dan John Ford Coley were part of? Or was it?
What?
Sounds right, Joe.
I think England Dan John Ford Coley were part of the Southwest End FOB.
They did a song called In the Smell of Incense Fair's Room.
Right.
And my last question, why is it that Oldies stations are not picking up on it, any of the obscure stuff?
Because the consultants say the majority of people want to hear the solid top 10 hits.
Uh-huh.
And it's really a shame because people did at one time, but people are sick and tired of hearing the same tried and true, consultant-approved 400 hits over and over and over again till you can't stand them anymore.
Exactly.
And the list gets shorter every year.
Yeah,
right.
And you've got to. If you're going to play music these days, I think especially old songs, you've got to include some of the other hits. There are so many secondary hits that are good, good songs.
Well, I enjoy you playing the obscure stuff, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Nice sound in Miami Beach. 7-3, WHAS Storm Team Weather, cloudy, light rain possible overnight, 37 degrees. Sunny, breezy, warmer, 55 today, and, well, we're not going to do the Miami Beach weather, but it's sure going to be nice for around here. Showers Saturday, but to high 65. Same thing again on Sunday. In Louisville now, cloudy, it's 39.
Serious accident this hour has shut down I-75. If you're traveling in Michigan, this Road Watch America report a service of the National Auto Truck Stop.
Well, good morning. In Troy, I-75 northbound of Adams is completely closed due to an injury accident. Police are diverting traffic, and they expect that area to be closed for quite some time. I-75 northbound at 9 Mile. We also have an accident there with police on the scene. For Road Watch America in Detroit, I'm Sarah Tracer.
And you'll find slick, snow-covered hazardous conditions this hour continuing along I-69 in central Indiana. Also, if you're traveling in northern Indiana as well, so use extreme caution if you must travel in that area. Slushy and slick on I-70 near Putnamville. Ice is forming near Cherry Hole. Also traveling I-74, slushy, slick near the Putnamville area, so use some caution if you must travel there. Lake effect snow could affect your drive along Interstate 90 traveling between Cleveland, Ohio, and Erie, Pennsylvania, so use some caution if you must travel that area.
The new music listening stations make it easy for you to check out the hot new music like Tony Braxton before you buy.
Donovan,
USA, and You'll Come Back from 66, the group that featured Terry Adams and Steve Ferguson, later with NRBQ. Now we have an instrumental, Moanin'. This is the Chateaus, and this is a song Lady called about earlier. I thought maybe we'd done years ago, and so we're going to slip this on, Joe.
2 minutes till three at WHES. Well, O's and O's, the odd and obscure hours next, and we have lots more Louisville hits facts, some that you might call odd or obscure. We'll get in some of those next hour.
Station 84 WHAS
News on the hour from ABC News.